La 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 la. Inspired by true events, the greatest podcast to be broadcast into your brain.
Thank you.
Did I ever tell you guys about the Oreo cult that I went to once?
No, I don't think you ever have. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little offended that you haven't.
Yeah, I'm kind of bugged about it.
I can't remember the actual name of what their group was called, but when I was living in Orem, Orem was the city next to Provo
in Utah
that is close to BYU. Yeah.
Okay.
Mormon town.
Many Mormons.
Mormons multiplying Mormons.
Upon Mormons.
Yep.
Far too many Mormons.
Far too many. No, it's fine. But anyways, so this group, I was having a fling with this dude, hashtag sinner. He and his buddies did this, like, they just did all sorts of weird stuff. There was this one night where we went out to Delta and there was this like never ending pit or whatever. Have you ever heard of that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it has like, what is that called? Rhubarb. I don't know. It's like this grate that they made over it.
Oh, God.
And so him and his friends, they saved up as many milk gallons as they could, and they filled them all up with gas and then threw them down into the pit and would watch them explode. It was highly dangerous.
Yeah.
I can't believe nobody caught on fire. It was a sight to see, though, I'll tell you what.
A bottomless pit?
Yes. I looked down and it looked bottomless. It was crazy.
It's just a giant hole. Is it like an attraction or?
It's like just a random thing that you know about if you're a local kind of deal, you know?
Okay.
Like it's not like it's advertised or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was so new to Utah that I was like, adventure!
Okay. All right. Sorry.
No. So this group, they would go back to the... This is so fucking weird. So we went back to this house. One of the starters of this group had a baby alligator in his bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. And they... I don't remember too much, but during their group or whatever, they passed around this like big cup of milk and you had to sip from it while eating an Oreo.
Is that real?
And I think it was just these dudes being fucking weird.
They,
you know,
shared milk?
Yes.
They're insane.
I did it.
Those people.
One of the last ones.
I still love you.
Why haven't you ever told me this before?
I didn't know about...
She wanted to make sure that you guys were established in your relationship so that you can't run.
Yeah. It's been over 7 years, so I don't have anybody's cooties anymore.
Are you sure?
That's what they say.
That's a lot of people's cooties.
It is a lot of people's cooties.
You know,
it was probably like 15 people. I'm sorry for the one meeting of a cult that I went to when I was 18.
Where you shared milk with other
shared
people.
Shared milk. The whole time as it was coming around, I was like,
No, what do I do? What else did they do, though?
I honestly can't remember. Like, it was just weird, I knew that they weren't taking it seriously, but it was like one of those things where it's like you can tell that they liked that people were paying attention to them, if that makes sense.
Gross.
They were just like white dudes that...
Yep. I just get really itchy sometimes. Same. And so I found this and it's awesome.
Nice.
It's very like calming. Yeah. It's very soft.
It's not like greasy or anything.
No. We have so much like goddamn dander around this house. It's like, I don't know. It's three different species of animals. I just feel like there's dogs and I'm just like, it'll be fine. And it just kept pushing.
I guess it was getting really red. I was like, are you okay?
So if anyone's itchy.
You little flaky.
This shit is so good. It's like.
Like a croissant.
Oh, it just makes it.
Flaky like a croissant.
You have lots of layers.
Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, sure. It was
that
chair.
Was the chair. That shit happens to me in the exam rooms all the time. Like, it's the squeakiest chair ever. And I'm like, rrr. And I'm like, just ignore it.
Did you guys get that TikTok I sent you like a long time ago of like Broadway Barbara, and she's like on the trampoline, yes. And she's like jumping on the trampoline. She's like, that was the trampoline. That was the trampoline.
And then she gets off. That was the trampoline.
Oh my God.
We can cut this out, but I just realized that Microsoft Word didn't tell me that I made a spelling mistake when I wrote piss baby. I described Higby as a brace as piss baby.
Oh.
And it didn't give me a little squiggly under the
Says word piss baby.
So it's a real word.
Yeah. Apparently.
Well, I feel like maybe you've used it so much it's just implanted itself into your computer.
It told me that bitch boy isn't a word, but.
Oh, look at that little bitch boy. Maybe it's just because I'm an unlucky gambler, but I'm like, wow, like people get in really deep with that shit. You
what
know?
Was that movie that we did where not Michael Scott, Steve Carell is like, you're all just bad gamblers.
Oh, yeah.
Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, like you're just bad at it.
And you don't have a problem. You're just bad at it.
Right? And I'm just like, after so many times of losing and losing so much money.
Yeah, just fucking stop it.
Like, you're not going to win.
Get over it. Come on.
Sorry. Carry on. I'll probably get that.
Moral looseness, you know.
Anywho, so.
Throwback.
Yeah. Have you ever had anything from Chock Full of Nuts?
No, it's
had their coffee.
Yeah, well,
you have? I mean, it is coffee.
Well, it's a thing?
It's a black-owned company.
Okay. Yeah, well, I knew that part. But
it's the company. It's the coffee that was featured in
okay. Hidden Figures. I thought you were talking like throwback in your own life. Like you've had.
Like, when have like, you had that?
I'm like, excuse me?
Is Chock Full of Nuts a big part of your life?
I love it. I drink it every day.
It's good. It's good coffee.
So it's still a thing.
How yeah, it's still a thing.
Okay. Anywho, so.
I mean, if I had the choice between my lap or Courtney's lap, I'd sit on Courtney's lap, that's for sure. Baxter, I swear to God. Get over here! Get over here!
You're using your dad voice.
Back.
So that I tell Tugboat, I'll be like, you look like you're buying a one-way ticket to Muzzletown.
Cut to press box.
Is a racist dumpster fire.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
There's...
Audacity of some people.
You can take this one.
Yeah, you can talk about
it. I don't want to take this.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'll take it. It's fine. So this press guy is being a racist dumpster fire.
Yep.
It's just exactly what I have in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
He's claiming that black people will, quote unquote, run whites out of baseball because they can run faster because they have a longer heel bone, which, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, okay.
And then, like, right after he says that, Jackie Robinson hits a motherfucking home run.
Yep.
And the one guy that he was... The racist piss baby was talking to. He was talking to this other guy, and he looks at him and he goes, "Was that because of the heel bone?"
Yeah. Which this actually is a common theme. There's always been this rhetoric that African American people just have these better athletic bodies and things like that, and it's like just not.
It's all born out of fucking racism
and pure ignorance propaganda.
Do a little swipe.
Do you want to play Nooney? Baxter, play with Nooney. I bet he'll play chase with you.
Play with your sibling, damn it.
He's like, I have a job to do.
I'm the producer of a very important podcast.
Right?
So.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, I'm trying to help you get up off it.
What was that? He
just kind of like, it looked like he kind of like got a mouthful of his tail.
He's like,
and then he's like,
out of
okay.